This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, December 11th. Okay, folks, I was on a plane yesterday when Jerome Powell was giving his press conference, and I was kind of amused that CNBC had Jeffrey Gundlach. He's the Double Line Capital CEO. He's invests in the bond market. He's always very grumpy. You know, long bonds have done very poorly in the past 5 years. And it was interesting, though, they put a bearish guy up there. But he was all excited because the yield curve was steepening, bonds were rallying, it was good for his business. So even the bear became a bull. And what the Fed did was very interesting. We had two dissensions, FOMC president didn't want to cut. That was Austin Goolsbee from Chicago and Jeffrey Smid from Kansas City. And then we had another member, Stephen Moran, wanted to cut 50 basis points. So there were three folks that didn't vote for the quarter point cut yesterday. But the dot plot signaled one more rate cut next year, but the Fed funds futures market signaling two cuts. And I think that's much more accurate. But the most fascinating thing was this Jerome Powell press conference. And he acknowledged that the housing market remained weak. So he knows that's a problem, needs to be fixed. But his most fascinating comment was, quote unquote, job creation may be negative. And he added, we think there's an overstatement in these numbers. So I've never seen a Fed official pick on another government agency, which is, of course, the Labor Department. And those comments just made the market rally incredibly. So the Fed's doing the right thing. Right now, the Atlanta Fed says we're growing at 3.5%. I think we're going to hit 5% GDP growth next year because of the data center boom. We did have another data center-related stock. Ciena Corporation announced better-than-expected earnings and strong sales, provide great guidance. So you'll see that stock gap up to that C-I-E-N. Not only is it a fundamental A stock in our system, it's just one of many networking and fiber optic related stocks that we own. And it's just a sign that earnings are working. The other comment I have is, you know, in the last several weeks, we had a lot of stuff go up that, not me, but the market, a lot of stuff go up that didn't have good fundamentals. And that stuff's starting to come back down to earth now. So the market is focused on quality. We have positive balance revisions because, you know, last quarter were the strongest earnings in 4 years, the strongest surprises in 4 years. Sales are the strongest in 3 years. So things are looking awfully good here, okay? And so we're going to finish the year on a strong note. We're also going to get a boost in GDP from the trade, and that's probably not factored in yet. So let me give you some evidence of that. The trade data is late because the government shut down, but in September, our trade deficit plunged 11%. Exports surged 3% in September and are now at the second highest pace ever recorded. Imports also rose 0.6%. But what's interesting, energy prices were soft in September. So it was pharmaceuticals and other onshoring that really drove our U.S. exports. So that is very, very good news. And if energy prices ever firm up, and they could firm up in the spring, right now there's a glut of oil. There's 1.4 billion barrels of oil in tankers floating around the globe. But if oil ever did firm up, it would really help close the trade deficit. So that's interesting. So otherwise, folks, everything is just looking pretty good. You know that President Trump sees an oil tanker. He says, I guess I'll just take the oil and use it. And he keeps saying that Maduro's days are numbered in Venezuela. So it's going to be interesting. There was a wild report, though, that... and this was in the Wall Street Journal, that Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are rushing to put data centers into space. And, of course, both these guys make rockets that could launch all this stuff. And I'm sure you're figuring, why would they do that? Well, the argument is it's cold up there, so that would take care of the air conditioning demand, you know, to cool the data centers. But, you know, Starlink and is a very nice service, but it doesn't run as fast as wired internet from copper or fiber optic. So if you're going to have your data centers in space, you're going to have the world's biggest telescopes absorbing all that data and somehow put it in a fiber optic line to speed it up. So I just find that interesting. I'm not going to be investing in these stocks, okay? But I find it interesting they want to stick the data centers in space. In the meantime, it's time to enjoy the holidays, everybody. Obviously, there's some tax selling and pruning going on for taxes. But the Fed did the right thing. The comments were very dovish. Earnings are stunning. Analyst advisor estimates higher. The economy's growing. President Trump looks like he's going to be campaigning until November, because he wants the Republican Party to keep the House. And he's going to be running around telling everybody how great it is. He's going to try to give low middle income people checks of $2,000 from tariff revenue. So we'll see. But I think I'm very pleased with how the market's performing this month. I'm very pleased that earnings are still working like they did on Ciena. Again, that's CIEN. And so let's just enjoy the ride, enjoy the holidays. The last 10 days of December are very, very strong, and January will be even stronger. So the next several weeks are going to be a lot of fun, and then we'll get some profit-taking in February. So I hope you're enjoying the ride, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. Take care.